1, 2, 3, 4.
Ciao, questo è vocalist e violinista Calabria Forti e si sta ascoltando Paolo Piarce e il Cool Jazz Set. Hi, this is vocalist Calabria Forti, and it's my pleasure to remind you that you are listening to Paul Pierce and the Cool Jazz Set, bringing you the best of our great American art form, jazz, right here on 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming live on the web at wdce.org. University of Richmond Radio. And now, here's your handsome host, Paul Pierce.
And thank you, Calabria Fodor. What a talented and beautiful young artist. And we're going to hear from her in just a minute. We'll welcome my friends to 2 hours of this great American art, modern jazz with taste, heard every week right here from 3 to 5 p.m. Don't forget, next Sunday is when we start daylight savings time. I just realized that the other day. So we'll still be playing at 3 o'clock, but it'll be on the daylight savings time. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. We're going to swing it one more time, as Mr. Basie would say. And here is the very talented Miss Calabria Forti, Like Someone in Love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
was a vinyl recording done back in the 60s, the Jazz Messengers. And the Jazz Messengers were really something. That was Art Blakey was kind of the leader. He was a drummer. And Lee Morgan, the trumpet player. Benny Golson, the tenor saxophonist. Bobby Timmons, the pianist who actually wrote that tune, Moaning. And Jimmy Merritt on bass. And we opened the show with a nice recording from Calabria Foti's album, When a Woman Loves a Man. And we heard her sing Like Someone in Love. And the nice tenor solo on that was by Pete Chrisley. She has a nice website, by the way, too, CalabriaFoti.com. CalabriaFoti. CalabriaFoti.com. She has several nice albums out and a new one on the way. As soon as I have it, I will bring it and play some for you. She's such a great voice. Here's the George G. Swing Orchestra with a tune called Hash Mash. And that was the George G. Swing Orchestra, Hash Mash. And that featured a nice trombone solo on that. The musical director and trombonist is David Gibson. And that was a tune that he wrote called Hash Mash. And let's see. Up next, this is a nice album. My favorite bass player, as my regular listeners know, has always been Ray Brown, and I followed him since I was a teenager, which is many moons ago. And he had a lot of great trios. Of course, he was Oscar Peterson's wonderful bassist for many, many years. And then he left and started his own groups. And he had a number of really fine piano players, including Monty Alexander and Gene Harris, among others. And his last trio, his pianist was Larry Fuller, absolutely wonderful swinging piano player. But he always liked to work his groups. He toured and traveled all the time. He liked to work his groups for at least a year with a new member before he recorded them. And unfortunately, he was in Indianapolis and had a gig at the Italian Kitchen, I think it's called there. Anyway, it's been a long time, several years since I've been there. And Larry was with him in that trio. Jeff Hamilton was part of his trio for many years as well. And unfortunately, Ray passed away and died suddenly and never got to record with Larry. But Larry Fuller recorded an album way back in 1998. And he asked at the time if Ray would record that album with him along with Jeff Hamilton, and he said yes. And so that album is available, and I've had it for a long time, and I love it. The album title is Larry Fuller, Easy Walker. And from that album, here is Carl Perkins' Grooveyard. Thank you.
walking alone, minding my business, when out of an orange colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange colored view, went flash, bam, alakazam, I gotta look at you. One look and I yelled timber, watch out for flying glass, 'cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into a spin and I started to shout, I've been hit, this is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. And then flash, bam, alakazam, out of an orange colored sky.
but out of an orange colored sky went flash, bam, alakazam. Wonderful, you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, went out of that orange colored view.
That was vocalist Jerry Brown from her album entitled Unfolding the Peacocks, and that featured the fine guitar work of Peter Leach, Kurt Leitze on piano, the great bassist Rufus Reed with that nice solo, and drummer Wally Muhammad. Up next, one of my favorite bass players has, this is an early album, he's still putting in some beautiful music, but this is the Dave Young Trio, with special guest Gary Burton, vibraphonist, Dave Young, of course, on bass, Reg Schwager, the guitarist, and Michelle Lambert on drums. And this is a nice tune written by Thad Jones called 3-in-1. Thank you. Richmond Swing Orchestra under the direction of Bill Crow. That was entitled the I Medley because the three tunes in the medley were all stuck with I. I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, I Had the Craziest Dream, and I'm Beginning to See the Light. This is a new release. This has just come out. Really nice recording, nice band. Richmond has several really fine big bands, and the Richmond Swing Orchestra is one of those. Here's somebody that we all love very much here on the Cool Jazz Set, Miss Chloe Brisson, who is in her last year at the New England Conservatory of Music, and she is very talented. And this is the recording, her first recording, and she did this just a couple of weeks before her 17th birthday. And what a great voice she has. She has such a fine future in front of her. I can't wait to see where she goes. Okay, this is Miss Brisson singing Gingy.
Thank you. Don't you know, Gingy, I'd be running and searching for you like a river that can't find the sea. That would be me without you.
Hi there, I'm Joshua Redman. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's happening on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art we call music. Your local school music program provides a golden opportunity for a child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And thanks, Joshua. Music education is so important. Taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Well, we'll finish up this set with pianist Bill Mays, who, by the way, was the pianist on Chloe Brisson's album, along with Marvin Stamm on trumpet, and Martin Wind on bass, Matt Wilson on drums, Fred Haas, the saxophonist, and did the arrangements. Really nice album, and she's doing so well. Can't wait to see where she turns up. She is just phenomenal. Okay, here's Bill Mays' trio that he recorded back in 95, I think. Was it 98? 95. With the wonderful John Goldsby on bass and Lewis Nash on drums. And the album is entitled An Ellington Affair. Just a gorgeous album. And this is I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Thank you.